from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You think if your last name was Smith, you'd name your first son Arrow?
Yeah, probably. Why not? Cool. I do that all the time with things. Like, if my last name was Burger, I would have named my kid Ham.
Oh, man. He'd have gotten made fun of too much.
For what? It's a great name.
For you.
like parents who name their kids these whacked out names, man. Like,
how was your first day at school, Ham? Everyone hates me.
Remember, do the say it out loud test. If it doesn't work, you can't name your kid that, right?
My dad used to be a paper salesman, and he did when caller ID was cool, before like Mac was even around.
Right.
We used to like run to the phone to see who was calling.
Sure.
And I remember one time this guy called, and literally, I'm not even kidding, I put this on everything. His name was Richard Head.
No, it was not. It was not. No, 100% not.
On my soul.
It was not.
On my soul. I can have my dad call
right.
this show.
And here come all the texts of the people they allegedly knew when they were growing up.
Just
right? Yeah, my teacher was Richard Johnson. No, it was not. You know?
I did have a Jim Johnson.
Yeah, you did. Okay, that's one thing. I mean, Johnson's a very common last name. Yeah. But I mean, if your last name is Johnson, you don't wake up in the morning and decide to name your son Richard. It just doesn't work that way.
Bob, I promise you. Okay. On my family, his name is Richard.
Right, I'm sure it was.
And
how old was Richard Head, Dusty?
I don't know.
How old do you think that guy was?
Probably
right?
The time, like 38. Like, probably a solid 60 now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, again, caller ID was cool.
Cool back then, yeah.
We had a house phone.
There is a Twitter account called @actualnames and the number one that I follow, and it gives actual names from, like, history and people from you know, censuses and things like that, and they come up with some really, really good ones that they find over the over the years.
Mm-hmm.
So like right now from the United States Census 1940, they just tweeted out Drunk Hugh.
Drunk Hugh.
Mm-hmm. You got to be careful because some of these cannot be said on the air.
Have you edited a lot of them before you
said? Uh-huh. Most of them. Yeah. Yes, I have.
Speaking of being careful, you have to be careful moving on down the stretch of the MLB season. And now the Royals have a new card on deck because they are two closers down, one of which they already made a trade for. This, J.J. Piccolo on the trade deadline yesterday.
It is very tempting because the team's playing well. It is very tempting to jump into some of these discussions, and we have. It's just the asking price on some of the players that have been traded. Not that they're not good players. They are, and they would help us. But at what cost in 25, 26, 27, and 28? Mm-hmm. And where we are in our timeline is very indicative of what we're doing at this trade deadline. That's why we thought it was important to jump out and get Hunter Harvey, because we believed what we gave up for Hunter Harvey may end up being less than what's being given up the last couple days and then what we'll be giving up the next 2 days. And it's proven to be true. That's exactly what's happening. That was our fear, but we had a chance. Hunter Harvey, if we had not traded for him 2 weeks ago, we would have been trying to trade for him today and we might have paid a steeper price for him. But now we got to stay disciplined, stick to our guns. We have a good team. Every team can get better. It's not saying we couldn't get better. But we have to be very conscious at what cost are we going to get better and what's it going to cost us in the future? Because at some point you give up a lot of prospects, the bill's going to come due. And now a couple years from now, it tends to lead to more poor trades to try to make up for something you did a couple years ago. And that's what we're trying to navigate through. We'll see what happens the next 48 hours. Yeah, I would say we're optimistic that we may be able to add something. But it's not like we're going to lose sleep come Tuesday night if we don't add anything because we believe we have a good team right now.
That's your GM of the Royals, J.J. Piccolo.
And that was before the injuries took place yesterday, right?
That was before anything.
Yeah.
So you can tell, and the reason that we still play that because of the relevancy of it, is that you plan on getting eager because you are trying to, you know, stay competitive. He says it is easy to think that when your team is winning that you want to go out and make all these trades. But there's also a flip side to that, which is maybe fortunate, maybe unfortunate, but, you know, 24 hours, the trade deadline's over, and you were just presented with two injuries that now it's like you got to scratch your head. You got to think to yourself, okay, maybe now we actually got to get a little bit more aggressive and offer these things, which I trust in JJ to do that because he's shown that he can, you know, get moves done, get things done, and he's made this team competitive this year. But, yeah, you got to get busy now. Like, now you got to call everybody. And whether they want to answer the phone or whether they want to listen to you, you got to give them your best offer because now your bullpen is down two guys, technically three, the way that MacArthur has shown his last couple outings. And you got a big owie. You needed a pretty big Band-Aid to patch that up.
Well, you do. And that's the thing. Like 24 hours ago, I wouldn't have said the bullpen is a massive issue right now. Two injuries later and a blow-up later for MacArthur, which is really two blow-ups in a row now for MacArthur. You have to wonder where you stand with the bullpen. And you know, looking at the prospect list, Blake Mitchell is going to be really good. He's their number one prospect, right? So even if you wanted to say, okay, we're not trading Blake Mitchell, I do still maintain, though, anybody below Blake Mitchell in this system other than him, and maybe Cags or something like that,
because
you just drafted him. You're not drafting, you know, you're not trading a guy like that. But this farm system isn't that rich with talent. That's the other thing that we have to look at. And JJ can say, well, you know, the bill eventually will come due. Yeah, every bill normally does come due, but you also have to make those decisions right now, thinking about today, because what if, you know, you get to a point in 26, 27, 28, nobody may be around by then, right? You don't know what's going to happen to the franchise. You don't know what, you know, the ownership is going to do. Are they going to make changes and all that kind of stuff? So there's no guarantees for anybody. I just think right now baseball has to get out of that mindset of not mortgaging the future and worrying about what's going to come out in 26, 27, and 28. There's no guarantees that any of us are going to be around in 26, 27, or 28. You have to take advantage of the moment now. And especially in an organization that, let's call it what it is, does not have a lot of history of success over the last 40 years. You have an opportunity to kick down the door right now and get into the postseason. It changes the entire mindset of the organization, of the city, of the fan base, and of those players in that locker room. Imagine making a big move, going out there, getting somebody that can help solidify this bullpen and giving you what you need to get into the postseason, where this experience is going to take this ball club moving forward. I think it really, really, really is imperative, in my opinion, to go and add to this team right now. Show those players inside that locker room you believe in them. Give them the boost that they need. Give the fans the boost that they need. Give the team the boost that they need, and then see where it goes, because you don't make a move, you're going to be sitting back probably regretting it for the last couple of months, wondering, what if we did go out there and make that move? What if we did go out there and trade and quote-unquote mortgage the future again, which I'm not a believer in, and went out and got somebody to help us today? You don't want to sit there and have those regrets. And with this organization, where they've been over the last 40 years, you can count on one hand how many times they've been in the playoff race in the last 40 years. This is one of those times. Go out there and accentuate that.
Again, John Schreiber, day-to-day, and Hunter Harvey was diagnosed with left lower back spasms.
Yeah.
Don't like hearing that.
You don't like to hear that,
no,
because back spasms could be forever.
I've had them for the last 10 years.
Right.
And I don't throw a baseball.
Yeah.
I sneeze and I'm out 2 days.
The back sucks, man. Like that controls everything. And if your back is out on you and it's bothering you and you can't figure things out, that takes you out of the lineup. Even if he doesn't go on the disabled list, Dusty, you know, right, he's still going to be out for, you know, an extended period. It's baseball. When was the last time you've ever seen anybody recover with speed in Major League Baseball?
Right. Yeah. So Royals got to get busy if they want to continue this push, I believe, because your hand's been forced. Like, you just, maybe you were confident that you could, you know, keep this together, but now you've been dealt with two injuries in the same area, which is an area that's already been shaky, to say it kindly.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And same area that's been shaky, and then you get two injuries on the exact same day, basically in hitting apart, and now you got to sit there and go, okay, what are we going to do? I say you be aggressive and you go out there and you try to make a move and you try to make this ball club better, and let's go.
I went to bed last night. I felt like I heard like a British lady in my ear.
Why?
I don't know. I just felt like there was like Monday, and then we just had Friday that was over. It sounds like, I don't know, maybe you can explain what that means on the other side, because camp is still rolling and some questions were answered. It'll get handled when it gets handled. Mac, Bob, Dusty, this is Fesco in the Morning on 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You think if your last name was Smith, you'd name your first son Arrow?
Yeah, probably. Why not? Cool. I do that all the time with things. Like, if my last name was Burger, I would have named my kid Ham.
Oh, man. He'd have gotten made fun of too much.
For what? It's a great name.
For you.
like parents who name their kids these whacked out names, man. Like,
how was your first day at school, Ham? Everyone hates me.
Remember, do the say it out loud test. If it doesn't work, you can't name your kid that, right?
My dad used to be a paper salesman, and he did when caller ID was cool, before like Mac was even around.
Right.
We used to like run to the phone to see who was calling.
Sure.
And I remember one time this guy called, and literally, I'm not even kidding, I put this on everything. His name was Richard Head.
No, it was not. It was not. No, 100% not. It was not.
On my soul.
It was not. On my soul. You did not know Richard Head.
I could have my dad call him this show.
And here come all the texts of the people they allegedly knew when they were growing up, right? Yeah, my teacher was Richard Johnson. No, it was not.
I did have a Jim Johnson.
Yeah, you did. Okay, that's one thing. I mean, Johnson's a very common last name. But, I mean, if your last name is Johnson, you don't wake up in the morning and decide to name your son Richard. It just doesn't work that way.
Bob, I promise you. Okay. On my family, his name is Richard. Richard
right,
Head.
I'm sure it was.
And
how old was Richard Head, Dusty?
I don't know.
How old do you think that guy was?
Probably
right?
The time, like 38. Like, probably a solid 60 now. I mean, that's, again, caller ID was cool.
Cool back then, yeah.
We had a house phone.
There is a Twitter account called @actualnames and the number one that I follow, and it gives actual names from, like, history and people from, yeah, you know, censuses and things like that. And they come up with some really, really good ones that they find over the, over the years. Mm-hmm. So like right now from the United States Census 1940, they just tweeted out Drunk Hugh.
Hmm. Drunk Hugh.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
You got to be careful because some of these cannot be said on the air.
Have you edited a lot of them before you said?
Yeah, most of them. Yeah. Yes, I have.
Speaking of being careful, you have to be careful moving on down the stretch of the MLB season. And now the Royals have a new card on deck because they are two closers down, one of which they already made a trade for with this, J.J. Piccolo, on the trade deadline yesterday.
It is very tempting because the team's playing well. It is very tempting to jump into some of these discussions, and we have. It's just the asking price on some of the players that have been traded. Not that they're not good players. They are, and they would help us. But at what cost in 25, 26, 27, and 28? Mm-hmm. And where we are in our timeline is very indicative of what we're doing at this trade deadline. That's why we thought it was important to jump out and get Hunter Harvey, because we believed what we gave up for Hunter Harvey may end up being less than what's being given up, yeah, the last couple days, and then what will be given up the next 2 days. And it's proven to be true. That's exactly what's happening. That was our fear, but we had a chance. Hunter Harvey, if we had not traded for him 2 weeks ago, we would have been trying to trade for him today, and we might have paid a steeper price for him. But now we got to stay disciplined, stick to our guns. We have a good team. Every team can get better. It's not saying we couldn't get better. But we have to be very conscious at what cost are we going to get better, and what's it going to cost us in the future? Because at some point, you give up a lot of prospects, the bill's going to come due. And now, a couple years from now, it tends to lead to more poor trades to try to make up for something you did a couple years ago. And that's what we're trying to navigate through. We'll see what happens the next 48 hours. Yeah, I would say we're optimistic that we may be able to add something. But it's not like we're going to lose sleep come Tuesday night if we don't add anything, because we believe we have a good team right now.
That's your GM of the Royals, J.J. Piccolo.
And that was before the injuries took place yesterday, right?
That was before anything.
Yeah.
So you can tell, and the reason that we still play that because of the relevancy of it, is that you plan on getting eager because you are trying to, you know, stay competitive. He says it is easy to think that when your team is winning that you want to go out and make all these trades. But there's also a flip side to that, which is maybe fortunate, maybe unfortunate, but, you know, 24 hours, the trade deadline's over, and you were just presented with two injuries that now it's like you got to scratch your head. You got to think to yourself, okay, maybe now we actually got to get a little bit more aggressive and offer these things, which I trust in JJ to do that because he's shown that he can, you know, get moves done, get things done, and he's made this team competitive this year. But, yeah, you got to get busy now. Like, now you got to call everybody. And whether they want to answer the phone or whether they want to listen to you, you got to give them your best offer, because now your bullpen is down two guys, mm-hmm, technically three, the way that MacArthur has shown his last couple outings. And you got a big owie. You needed a pretty big Band-Aid to patch that up.
Well, you do. And that's the thing. Like 24 hours ago, I wouldn't have said the bullpen is a massive issue right now. Two injuries later and a blow-up later for MacArthur, which is really two blow-ups in a row now for MacArthur. You have to wonder where you stand with the bullpen. And you know, looking at the prospect list, Blake Mitchell is going to be really good. He's their number one prospect, right? So even if you wanted to say, okay, we're not trading Blake Mitchell, I do still maintain, though, anybody below Blake Mitchell in this system other than him, and maybe Cags or something like that, because you just drafted him. You're not drafting, you know, you're not trading a guy like that. But this farm system isn't that rich with talent. That's the other thing that we have to look at. And JJ can say, well, you know, the bill eventually will come due. Yeah, every bill normally does come due, but you also have to make those decisions right now, thinking about today, because what if, you know, you get to a point in 26, 27, 28, nobody may be around by then, right? You don't know what's going to happen to the franchise. You don't know what, you know, the ownership is going to do. Are they going to make changes and all that kind of stuff? So there's no guarantees for anybody. I just think right now baseball has to get out of that mindset of not mortgaging the future and worrying about what's going to come out in 26, 27, and 28. There's no guarantees that any of us are going to be around in 26, 27, or 28. You have to take advantage of the moment now. And especially in an organization that, let's call it what it is, does not have a lot of history of success over the last 40 years. You have an opportunity opportunity to kick down the door right now and get into the postseason, it changes the entire mindset of the organization, of the city, of the fan base, and of those players in that locker room. Imagine making a big move, going out there, getting somebody that can help solidify this bullpen and giving you what you need to get into the postseason, where this experience is going to take this ball club moving forward. I think it really, really, really is imperative, in my opinion, to go and add to this team right now. Show those players inside that locker room you believe in them. Give them the boost that they need. Give the fans the boost that they need. Give the team the boost that they need. Mm-hmm. And then see where it goes, because you don't make a move, you're going to be sitting back probably regretting it for the last couple of months, wondering, what if we did go out there and make that move? What if we did go out there and trade and quote-unquote mortgage the future again, which I'm not a believer in, and went out and got somebody to help us today? You don't want to sit there and have those regrets. And with this organization, where they've been over the last 40 years, you can count on one hand how many times they've been in the playoff race in the last 40 years. This is one of those times. Go out there and accentuate that.
Again, John Schreiber day-to-day, and Hunter Harvey was diagnosed with left lower back spasms.
Yeah.
Don't like hearing that.
You don't like to hear that, no, because back spasms could be forever.
I've had them for the last 10 years.
Right.
And I don't throw a baseball.
Yeah.
I sneeze and I'm out 2 days.
The back sucks, man. Like that controls everything. And if your back is out on you and it's bothering you and you can't figure things out, that takes you out of the lineup. Even if he doesn't go on the disabled list, Dusty, you know, right, he's still going to be out for an extended period. It's baseball. When was the last time you've ever seen anybody recover with speed in Major League Baseball?
Right. Yeah. So Royals got to get busy if they want to continue this push, I believe, because your hand's been forced. Like, you just, maybe you were confident that you could, keep this together, but now you've been dealt with two injuries in the same area, which is an area that's already been shaky, to say it kind of.
Yeah, exactly. And same area that's been shaky, and then you get two injuries on the exact same day, basically in hitting apart, and now you got to sit there and go, okay, what are we going to do? I say you be aggressive and you go out there and you try to make a move and you try to make this ball club better, and let's go.
I went to bed last night. I feel like I heard like a British lady in my ear.
Why?
I don't know. I just felt like there was like Monday, and then we just had Friday that was over. It sounds like, I don't know, maybe you can explain what that means on the other side, because camp is still rolling and some questions were answered. It'll get handled when it gets handled. Mac, Bob, Dusty, this is Fesco in the Morning on 610 Sports Radio. You think if your last name was Smith, you'd name your first son Arrow?
Yeah, probably. Why not? I do that all the time with things. Like, if my last name was Burger, I would have named my kid Ham.
Oh, man. He'd have gotten made fun of too much.
For what? It's a great name.
For you.
like parents who name their kids these whacked out names, man. Like,
how was your first day at school, Ham? Everyone hates me.
Remember, do the say it out loud test. If it doesn't work, you can't name your kid that, right?
My dad used to be a paper salesman, and he did when caller ID was cool, before like Mac was even around.
Right.
We used to like run to the phone to see who was calling.
Sure.
And I remember one time this guy called, and literally, I'm not even kidding, I put this on everything. His name was Richard Head.
No, it was not. It was not. No, 100% not.
On my soul.
It was not.
I can have my dad calling this show.
And here come all the texts of the people they allegedly knew when they were growing up.
Just
saying. Yeah, my teacher was Richard Johnson. No, it was not. You know?
I did have a Jim Johnson.
Yeah, you did. Okay, that's one thing. I mean, Johnson's a very common last name. Yeah. But I mean, if your last name is Johnson, you don't wake up in the morning and decide to name your son Richard. It just doesn't work that way.
Bob, I promise you. Okay. All my family, his name is Richard.
Right, I'm sure it was.
And
how old was Richard Head, Dusty?
I don't know.
How old do you think that guy was?
Probably
right?
The time, like 38. Probably a solid 60 now. I mean, that's, again, caller ID was cool.
Cool back then, yeah.
We had a house phone.
There is a Twitter account called @actualnames and the number one that I follow, and it gives actual names from, like, history and people from censuses and things like that, and they come up with some really, really good ones that they find over the over the years. Mm-hmm. So like right now from the United States Census 1940, they just tweeted out Drunk Hugh.
Drunk Hugh.
Mm-hmm. You got to be careful because some of these cannot be said on the air.
Have you edited a lot of them before you said?
Most of them. Yeah. Yes, I have.
Speaking of being careful, you have to be careful moving on down the stretch of the MLB season. And now the Royals have a new card on deck because they are two closers down, one of which they already made a trade for. This, J.J. Piccolo on the trade deadline yesterday.
It is very tempting because the team's playing well. It is very tempting to jump into some of these discussions, and we have. It's just the asking price on some of the players that have been traded. Not that they're not good players. They are, and they would help us. But at what cost in 25, 26, 27, and 28? Mm-hmm. And where we are in our timeline is very indicative of what we're doing at this trade deadline. That's why we thought it was important to jump out and get Hunter Harvey, because we believed what we gave up for Hunter Harvey may end up being less than what's being given up the last couple days, and then what will be given up the next 2 days. And it's proven to be true. That's exactly what's happening. That was our fear, but we had a chance. Hunter Harvey, if we had not traded for him 2 weeks ago, we would have been trying to trade for him today, and we might have paid a steeper price for him. But now we got to stay disciplined, stick to our guns. We have a good team. Every team can get better. It's not saying we couldn't get better. But we have to be very conscious at what cost are we going to get better, and what's it going to cost us in the future? Because at some point, you give up a lot of prospects, the bill's going to come due. And now, a couple years from now, it tends to lead to more poor trades to try to make up for something you did a couple years ago. And that's what we're trying to navigate through. We'll see what happens the next 48 hours. Yeah, I would say we're optimistic that we may be able to add something. But it's not like we're going to lose sleep come Tuesday night if we don't add anything, because we believe we have a good team right now.
That's your GM of the Royals, J.J. Piccolo.
And that was before the injuries took place yesterday, right?
That was before anything.
Yeah.
So you can tell, and the reason that we still play that because of the relevancy of it, is that you plan on getting eager because you are trying to, you know, stay competitive. He says it is easy to think that when your team is winning that you want to go out and make all these trades. But there's also a flip side to that, which is maybe fortunate, maybe unfortunate, but, 24 hours, the trade deadline's over, and you were just presented with two injuries that now it's like you got to scratch your head. You got to think to yourself, okay, maybe now we actually got to get a little bit more aggressive and offer these things, which I trust in JJ to do that because he's shown that he can, get moves done, get things done, and he's made this team competitive this year. But, yeah, you got to get busy now. Like, now you got to call everybody. And whether they want to answer the phone or whether they want to listen to you, you got to give them your best offer, because now your bullpen is down two guys, technically three, the way that MacArthur has shown his last couple outings. And you got a big owie. You needed a pretty big Band-Aid to patch that up.
Well, you do. And that's the thing. Like 24 hours ago, I wouldn't have said the bullpen is a massive issue right now. Two injuries later and a blow-up later for MacArthur, which is really two blow-ups in a row now for MacArthur. You have to wonder where you stand with the bullpen. And looking at the prospect list, Blake Mitchell is going to be really good. He's their number one prospect, right? So even if you wanted to say, okay, we're not trading Blake Mitchell, I do still maintain, though, anybody below Blake Mitchell in this system other than him, and maybe Cags or something like that,
because
you just drafted him. You're not drafting, you're not trading a guy like that. But this farm system isn't that rich with talent. That's the other thing that we have to look at. And JJ can say, well, the bill eventually will come due. Yeah, every bill normally does come due, but you also have to make those decisions right now, thinking about today, because what if, you get to a point in 26, 27, 28, nobody may be around by then, right? You don't know what's going to happen to the franchise. You don't know what, the ownership is going to do. Are they going to make changes and all that kind of stuff? So there's no guarantees for anybody. I just think right now baseball has to get out of that mindset of not mortgaging the future and worrying about what's going to come out in 26, 27, and 28. There's no guarantees that any of us are going to be around in 26, 27, or 28. You have to take advantage of the moment now. And especially in an organization that, let's call it what it is, does not have a lot of history of success over the last 40 years. You have an opportunity to kick down the door right now and get into the postseason. It changes the entire mindset of the organization, of the city, of the fan base, and of those players in that locker room. Imagine making a big move, going out there, getting somebody that can help solidify this bullpen and giving you what you need to get into the postseason, where this experience is going to take this ball club moving forward. I think it really, really, really is imperative, in my opinion, to go and add to this team right now. Show those players inside that locker room you believe in in them, give them the boost that they need, give the fans the boost that they need, give the team the boost that they need, and then see where it goes. Because you don't make a move, you're going to be sitting back, probably regretting it for the last couple of months, wondering, what if we did go out there and make that move? What if we did go out there and trade and quote-unquote mortgage the future again, which I'm not a believer in, and went out and got somebody to help us today? You don't want to sit there and have those regrets. And with this organization, where they've been over the last 40 years, you can count on one hand how many times they've been in the playoff race in the last 40 years. This is one of those times. Go out there and accentuate that.
Again, John Schreiber day-to-day, and Hunter Harvey was diagnosed with left lower back spasms.
Yeah.
Don't like hearing that.
You don't like to hear that, no, because back spasms could be forever.
I've had them for the last 10 years.
Right.
And I don't throw a baseball.
Yeah.
I sneeze and I'm out 2 days.
The back sucks, man. Like that controls everything. And if your back is out on you and it's bothering you and you can't figure things out, that takes you out of the lineup. Even if he doesn't go on the disabled list, Dusty, you know, he's still going to be out for an extended period. It's baseball. When was the last time you've ever seen anybody recover with speed in Major League Baseball?
Right. Yeah. So Royals got to get busy if they want to continue this push, I believe, because your hand's been forced. Like, you just... maybe you were confident that you could, you know, keep this together, but now you've been dealt with two injuries in the same area, which is an area that's already been shaky, to say it kindly.
Yeah, exactly. And same area that's been shaky, and then you get two injuries on the exact same day, basically in hitting apart, and now you got to sit there and go, okay, what are we going to do? I say you be aggressive and you go out there and you try to make a move and you try to make this ball club better, and let's go.
I went to bed last night. I feel like I heard like a British lady in my ear.
Why?
I don't know. I just felt like there was like Monday, and then we just had Friday that was over. It sounds like, I don't know, maybe you can explain what that means on the other side, because camp is still rolling and some questions were answered. It'll get handled when it gets handled. Mac, Bob, Dusty, this is Fesco of the Morning on 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.